Proclamation number 8566, dated the July 22, 1963. Process of creation and apostasy of the beings. Believe me, I will gladly instruct you when I recognize your longing for truthful knowledge, because I only emanate light and this light permeates the darkness. However, you are still in an area of darkness where a light has to be sent to you until you are so filled by it that you can also pass it on again yourselves. But you will be receptive for my ray of light as soon as you desire clarification about regions which are still in darkness to you. Then I can illuminate you. I can once again gradually return you to the state of enlightenment and introduce you to knowledge which will make you happy. And there shall be light in you. You shall know where you came from and your final goal on earth. You can only receive this knowledge from me myself, who created you for my pleasure. You came forth from me myself. My strength of love externalized living creations who are like me myself, who were independent beings, created by me as miniatures of myself. I gave life to these creations, i.e., they were able to create and work like me. They were also able to hear my voice and therefore knew of me myself as their God and Creator, and they were faithfully devoted to me and tremendously happy. But you humans know little or nothing about the kingdom of these once blissful spirits. This kingdom was originally created when I wanted to recognize myself in images of myself, when I created vessels into which I could pour my love. I created spiritual beings because my infinite love wanted to give itself. It wanted to flow into similar beings whose perfection gave me unimaginable bliss. I created a spiritual world with living inhabitants for my delight. I populated it with creations of the most magnificent kind and rejoiced in the beings' bliss, to whom I gave such happiness because love, which was and remains my fundamental nature, motivated me to do so. This spiritual world existed for an infinitely long time in harmony and most intimate unity of all beings with me, the Creator and Provider. For an infinitely long time these beings were in love concurred with mine. Because the first created being, which I myself had externalized in complete perfection, loved me deeply and devotedly. It found unlimited bliss by constantly creating new beings brought to life through his will and the use of my strength, which corresponded to my will, because the love this being felt for me resulted in the same will. Consequently, there was no discord in the spiritual world, nothing contradicted my will. It was a world of unlimited happiness because all spiritual beings were teeming with light and strength and were able to create by using their own will, which was also my will as long as the strength of my love permeated all my living creations. But this perfect state did not last. For I did not constrain the spiritual beings by my will. I gave free will to every single being as a sign of its divinity. The first created being, Lucifer, also had this free will, and he misused it. However, Lucifer could have voluntarily wanted the same as I myself and he would have been infinitely happy and remained so forever. But he misused his freedom of will and directed it wrongly, which resulted in a spiritual rebellion, the consequences of which you humans cannot possibly understand. Nevertheless, you humans are the products of this past spiritual rebellion. Lucifer, the first created being, with whom I was in constant contact through the Word, was able to think, as were all created beings, and therefore he was also able to infer a wrong meaning to my Word. He had free will and could therefore also change the direction of his mind. He was able to leave the law of eternal order and set up completely wrong concepts and, by doing so, cause mental confusion in himself as well as in the beings who followed him, which resulted in momentous consequences. He also transferred his wrong thoughts to the beings brought to life by his will and the use of my strength. A general opposition to me ensued. The beings resisted me. They no longer accepted my illumination of love unreservedly and thereby grew weaker and darker. They revolted against the law of eternal order. Their thoughts made their own way. This resulted in an incredible chaos in the host of the first created spirits who then had to decide whom they should follow, which resulted in the desertion of countless beings from me. However, I did not put a stop to it. I only saw in it a means which would lead to even greater bliss than I could give the created beings, who certainly had emanated from me in all perfection but who nevertheless were always just my walk. Now, after the apostasy from me, they had the opportunity to return again as children, which would heighten their bliss by far, because the return to me as a child is to be achieved entirely voluntarily, but then the being will be completely independent from me, my power and my will, yet it will exist totally within my will since, due to its perfection, it will have totally accepted my will. You humans are on this way of return to me while you live on this earth, and if you are of good will, my eternal light of love can permeate you once again, and all the knowledge you once possessed but voluntarily surrendered can be regained by you. And I know of no greater bliss than to give you this knowledge, than to offer you my immense love and to change your state of darkness and ignorance, so that you will become as you were in the beginning, so that you will achieve unlimited happiness again, so that you will reach your goal and return as true children to me, your Father of Eternity, whose love is and eternally will be for you who once came forth from his love. Amen.